This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Good morning from a waterlogged Cape Cod and the lobster trap and roadshow number 2. Hello, everybody. Thank you for being here. Bright and early in the middle of a nor'easter and the power out and right. And everybody is here bright and early this morning. So thank you, guys. And we got a lot to do this morning. How is everybody? Everybody survived?
I'm good. I have goosebumps. I was looking outside. The line was crazy. People just waiting in the rain. Oh, the weather's terrible and so many nice people.
Oh,
it's really cool.
Empath. You're the empath.
No, I am. I am.
Yes.
I wanted to say everybody could come inside. Come on.
Come on. Bring him in.
Go to Greg's room. I'm driving down yesterday. I was like, there's no one. There was one time I left work in a blizzard and I legitimately feared for my life.
Yeah.
This one was almost as scary because it was like hydroplane and then the windshield wipers couldn't keep up.
Yeah.
And then you're getting blown. We're on the Bourne Bridge and it's like waving the car over here. It was wild.
And the lightning. It felt like the lightning was right on top of us. Johnny Egan, the best person in the world, kept saying to me, Courtney, don't worry. The tires will protect you. I said, Johnny, I know.
Well, we had a great night last night at the Trading Post and until the lights went out. But how many slices did you put down?
Only got to 4.
Oh,
wow, that's it. Yeah,
wow.
That's it.
Wow. I barely
way
got
half
a pie.
Two losses in a week.
Oh. Yeah. The only time Shime's put out a low score all week.
You know what? I'm fine with that low score. It was good. No, the pizza was delicious.
So good.
I got a slice of the buffalo chicken, which was dynamite. Then I had a couple slices of cheese.
What would you grade it?
On a scale of...
I'd give it an A, B, C, D, E, F.
I would go... A-minus.
A-minus.
Really, really, for a good bar pie, especially with that laced crust. Woo!
You should have done the peppers and onion. Greg was spot on about that one yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was so good. I wish that I had tried one without laced crust just to, see the difference.
No. You have to go laced when you're ordering bar pizza.
And we did. It's delicious.
Yeah, right. And that's that makes a little crust on the outside. Yeah that's really good.
Yeah, they put the sauce over the crust.
Okay.
And then it bakes. And crisps right up. So that's the...
No, the pizza was really good. Yeah. And you know what was crazy is, the place is jam-packed,
It was. Yeah. It was great. Thanks to everybody who came out last night. We really appreciate it. It was awesome. Lights went out, and Wiggy stayed till the lights came back on, I think.
they came back on quickly, and then
Did you stay for the whole game last night?
No, just for a little bit, had a drink, and then, the OKC is... blowing doors on Minnesota, so
they are. That's a good basketball team. I hate going. What if the Celtics made it? But that would have been a good series.
Yeah,
Celtics and Thunder.
And I looked at it like this, and I think I remember talking to my son about it, or just talking to some people about it. I had said whoever won the OKC Denver series, I felt like was going to be able to win the championship because I think they'll beat the Pacers or the Knicks, whoever they're. And now we know it's OKC. I think OKC is going to win the championship, whoever they play in the finals.
Yeah, I am the Pacers versus the Thunder is the anti-NBA fixed NBA final. Because that will be the lowest rated NBA finals in like 20 years. But
yeah.
I have to just – one quick story about last night, if I may.
Yeah.
The highlight of my night. So we pull in, and it's jammed, absolutely packed. And there's like this – you could sort of sneak into the spot that was right next to a walkway that went into the trading post. So I pull in, and of course I'm being yelled at that this isn't a real parking spot. Like, we're going to get towed. I'm like, we're not going to get towed.
Yeah.
But so I roll my window down. I'm just looking around, and this gentleman comes walking out, and he's like, how you doing? I'm like, oh, good. How are you? He's like, there's people staying for some VIPs. I'm out of here. And I was like, good move, dude. Those stink.
That's what you're saying. Like, we upset the regulars.
We were angering the locals, but it was a fun night. I thought the pizza was great. Nachos, I mean, the anti-Keene, New Hampshire experience.
That's good.
At the trading post. Excellent. Cheese on all layers.
Wow.
Perfectly cooked. Great food all around.
Yeah. No, it's a good spot.
It's also cool to see, like, the Harris family, who I went to high school with, Krista, like, they show up last night. The Stanton family, where I know Joe, like, they were there last night. It's so cool when you've got families of people that you haven't seen in a long time, or people that you know their son or daughter and you've never met the parents. Like, the people show out, and it's so cool every single time. I pinch myself every night.
Well, it's whether the weather is going to cooperate or not, it is the start of Memorial Day weekend, and we are on the Cape, and we are at Bourne and at the Lobster Trap all morning long, and so I hope you will make your way over here if you are around, and you might as well, Curtis, give us, if you can, any hope for the weekend at all when it comes to the weather.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty crummy today and tomorrow. Sunday is going to be in the mid-60s, and then Monday is going to be sunny in 60 to 70.
Okay.
So Monday's the best pick.
Well, yeah.
But it's right now in the city of Boston, it feels like 39 degrees, which is – it's Memorial Day weekend.
Is it going to rain tonight?
Off and on, nothing like we just
experienced. Okay, because I think I'm going to the Sox game, so I don't know it, you know, should.
Ew,
can you bring an umbrella into the Red Sox game or no?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
You're going to block people behind you.
He found the hookup, man. He hasn't left.
Oh, man.
I know.
You know what's crazy?
Sneak into the box. You'll be fine.
Yeah. No. What's crazy is basketball is my number one sport to watch in person. Baseball, in my opinion, is second on the list. When you're
said nobody under 60.
No,
ever,
I'm
ever.
Telling you,
nobody under 60 has ever made that.
Wait, what was number one?
Basketball for me.
You think in person hockey is worse than in person baseball?
No. I would prefer to watch in person baseball than hockey.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe that.
I'm telling you, because the thing about baseball is like you get to see like all. The like situational things, you really get to see how fast the pitch is throwing the ball, how hard it's being. Like, there's so much stuff going on, and like when you're at the baseball game and you're kind of able to see it, and you know, of course, I got good seats, so that helps out the same way at the Celtics game.
Yeah. If I had to rank in order, I would rank hockey number one. My issue with football is that you miss a lot of it because of what's going on around you. When you're at Gillette, like you always end up talking to people.
NFL in person is not
right.
But for me, I would say college football in person is number one.
But I feel that way about baseball. How you feel about football? Like, I feel like when I'm at Fenway, I'm so lost in everything else that's going on around me. That might be a me issue.
Well, I just need I need the replay more in football than I do in any other sport.
When I used to go to Pats games, I would spend half the time calling friends that weren't there to ask what they're saying about a certain play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ardo.
I kept score. Yes.
But even the view in football, like even the view is when you're at a game, like even if you have good seats, it's still like, it's just a better experience on television.
Yep.
When you're at a baseball game, the view and being in good seats, whether it's those seats that are right behind home plate or we were on the first baseline, it feels like you get to see everything. Like, you get to see every little thing. Hockey, I like hockey. Don't get me wrong, Greg. But I just think that, like, the thing I like about hockey in person is you really get to see how fast the speed of the game is.
Oh, and also how hard they hit, like, to me.
And sometimes, it's hard to keep up with because it's
I never have that problem.
Oh, you know?
No.
Yeah.
They should bring back the highlighted puck in person.
But you need, like, the thing about hockey, though, you need to have good seats. Not like behind the net. You got to be on the side because if you're behind the net, it's hard to see all the action that's away from you on the other end of the ice.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting like center ice, then it's like really a great look for you. And I think that's like for me, I basketball first. I love baseball, and then I would go hockey.
Well, Red Sox will probably let you know at around 6:48 whether that game is on tonight or not. So
I mean, I don't leave till 6:40 anyways.
Don't worry about it. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to this morning, and it is roadshow number 2 from the Lobster Trap. Our leads coming up in about 15 minutes or so, and then they set it after that. And that is a quick back and forth on everything that they said yesterday in sports. We will definitely discuss what Jaden McDaniels said about getting a little pushy last night, Wiggy. That's going to be a chippy series.
Yeah, it might be, but it looks like OKC is going to maybe a gentleman sweep. They might even be able to sweep them because last night, like Julius Randle didn't do anything. I know Anthony Edwards finally had a good game, but OKC is just tough, man. They are tough.
All right. Well, they said it coming up. Curtis, we have show trivia at some point this morning.
Ready to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
We have some limited edition, 2 versions of the limited edition Greg Hill Show Roadshow trucker hats. I should point out that there's merch here. Ashley, the amazing Ashley from the foundation, was there last night moving some merch, and she has limited edition Roadshow shirts and a couple colors on those and a bunch of stuff. And you can, if you make your way over here this morning, then you can take advantage of that. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45. Rob Ninkovich will be here at 8:20, and we will talk Patriots and Tush Push and all that stuff.
The Drake May hitch.
The hitch with Rob Ninkovich, and then Slain is going to be here at 9.
I can't
wait for that. Yes. I got so many questions about so many things about hip-hop music.
The Town.
The new movie that he's in is just like...
Sneaky great part of The Town is when they're at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, the John Hamm character is with the love interest who was the one that was kidnapped.
Yes.
And... you know, her attorney is leaving, and they were intentionally ambiguous about the location of Ben Affleck. And, or not Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Yeah.
And so then they go, the lawyer is leaving, and somebody had given John Hamm on his car, go F yourself.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, this is for you.
Yeah. He was also, Slane was in The Joker, which
Pac, think, the second one, right?
With Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Part they do?
I think
even, Part they do.
I think even,
they do. Fully
even,
I do.
Even Shyam avoided that.
Yeah.
Disaster.
Here's the thing. I love Lady Gaga. I love a good musical. I hate an affront to Batman.
Yeah.
So I was out.
Yeah. Well, you'll get to tell him that his acting was an affront to...
well, it's not his acting.
Yeah, it's just the idea of the movie.
It's everywhere.
It's not his acting. It's whoever the person that decided to come up with that stupid-ass script about making... Like the Joker, a musical.
I didn't even really like the first Joker.
Yeah, the first one was okay.
I thought the first one was pretty good.
Yeah, the first one was fine, but like
the second one was not dumb.
It's also not the Joker. Like, just name it something else.
It starts off as a cartoon.
Real, so they can create any character for it.
Yeah, but the Curtis, just because
it's not
a fictional
like
character
a bad
doesn't
Boston
mean
accent.
It has a
origin story.
Yes, thank you. It has the Joker has an origin story. Yeah. Without Batman.
Well, depending on which Batman you follow, though, because aren't there multiple origin stories?
Yes,
so
there are.
That's confusing.
But there is no scenario in which there is a Joker without a Batman. Mm-hmm. It just the whole point of it is like a neurological feud within Bruce Wayne between the Joker and Batman.
All right, let's all agree. You're right. Okay.
He's not really right.
I did. I did a neuropsych paper on this in college.
In one of the scenarios, though.
Yes, I did.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
A neuropsych paper on Batman and the Joker?
Yes, 100%.
Really?
Batman needs the Joker as much as the Joker needs Batman. That's why they're two halves of the same coin. Yeah.
In one of the versions, doesn't a Joker follower or kill Bruce Wayne's dad? Shoots him?
Again, spoiler alert.
I think you're thinking, so Batman Beyond.
Okay.
But that's the original Batman already existed in that world. So it's just past the timeline.
Okay. Yeah, the Batman is always
Bruce Wayne becomes the mentor.
Can we get to sports, please?
Please.
What is Batman?
I could talk Batman all day long with you, Sean.
If you ever had to filibuster for just like 4, 5, 6 hours straight, what could you talk about? I could do Batman.
Okay.
There you go.
I mean,
Batman and Pokemon.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. It's Memorial Day weekend. We got a great crowd here this morning. Thank you all for being here to kick the weekend off with us at the Lobster Trap. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox game was rained out yesterday, so today we've got a doubleheader. 1:35 first pitch for game numero uno. The second game is at 7:10. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network for both games.
That is, in my opinion, the best tandem.
Yes.
Will and Will.
Agree.
On the radio, if I may say so. No offense to anybody else. I don't know if Ken is here, but what?
He can't say.
I can't hear you.
He said, "I like Lou."
Oh, well.
Oh, Lou's awesome.
Yeah, but
too.
we don't get Lou for as many games as we used to get.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I mean, Lou is
he's big time now.
Ken, what's Will Middlebrook's origin story?
Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 12:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. Afternoons will be on in between games, and then Arcan has the second pregame at 6:10. Jack, I can see you in here, and you're screwing around with the writing. Just leave it be. In the NBA, the Thunder go up two games on the Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals. 118-103, the final. SGA led the guys with 38 points. Game two of the East is tonight in New York. Tip is at 8. While in the NHL, Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers shut out the Hurricanes 5-0 to go up two games in their series.
You know how you say, like, it's December 22nd? You're like, holy cow, Christmas snuck up on me?
Yeah.
Life sneaks up on Jackson. Like, everything is like, oh!
I don't, like, well, I mean, he
oh,
really...
Oh, trending!
Jackson, what were you doing? You were in...
I was doing nothing, actually. I did not touch a thing. I don't know what
It got
happened.
All highlighted. Pink.
That's
which is
bizarre.
Your color.
I mean, I was looking at... I follow along with the trending sheet, just in case she needs audio, but I didn't touch
which
anything.
Is good. Okay.
I promise.
Jackson, the rule for you is the same rule that Curtis gives James, and that is don't touch anything.
I agree. I don't want to mess anything up.
Don't touch anything important.
You could see it getting all highlighted.
I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah. Well, that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending.
All right. We will be back at the Lobster Trap in Bourne, Roadshow number 2. With our leads and road shows this season and today, brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England, by Harbor One Bank. When it comes to business, they know business like nobody's business. By Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be, born to mix, and by Land Rover Norwood, where everything is different. And this show today is brought to you locally by Shepley Wood Products, by Nauset Disposal, by Copeland Chevrolet Subaru, and by the Cape Cod Regional Transit Authority. We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.